The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Bob.
About was yourself, and now our relationship.
No. Who is this?
Gwen Gold from the back here.
Really?
She's a prominent person in the sales office. Yes.
What is she doing in the sales office? She should be somewhere at some big
American
stage
Idol.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Really nice, catchy tune, yes.
And we've got lots of them. We have new music here that City Limits has provided. Bob, we have a lot of things to clean up here before we move ahead with the show as one team and one team only. For one, did anybody tell you that you now owe Donnie a steak dinner?
Why am I in a chair that's going to...
Oh, boy, now Bob has the bad chair. Now I feel
that's
bad.
The other
did you
thing
move the chair?
I did not move the chair.
That's the
Doran
other thing.
Must have done that this morning.
Listen to
never
this.
Never mind.
It's part-time pomp has arrived. It's the Donnie football.
My head's too big there. Move this thing back.
It's a Donnie football Friday. Pomp is here to liven up the show. But listen, Bob, how do you have preferred parking out there? Look at where you parked.
Is that illegal?
He's pumped.
No, I mean, is that illegal where I parked? I don't know.
No.
It didn't say anything.
You're good to park
I thought
there.
That you had it there.
No. I normally go way in the back, wherever there's availability.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, today you have prime parking, and that leads to this question. I sensed when you walked in, and I'm on your side, that you were surprised to see Donnie in your chair, considering this is the Pomp and Joe
show. If I would have cared about that, I would have told him, Donnie,
there was please. There was a moment. Donnie, do you feel like you've overreached your bounds here by sitting in Bob's chair? He's now at a chair that doesn't even have an arm. It's an armless
totally
chair.
I'm totally fine with the chair, but the armlessness.
You just complained about the chair, and I agree with you.
Snagged my sweater, which is something I don't
it's
like.
I'll grab that one for him.
No, we're good.
Donnie, did you make a conscious decision to steal Bob's chair?
No, I just thought it would have made more sense starting the show once you told me he wouldn't be here at the start to sit in this one. Plus, with our video stream,
yeah,
we would have had to start immediately with the three boxes, and one would have been empty.
Okay.
And that probably would have looked awkward.
That's a producer's mentality.
Sure.
He knows what he's doing
there. That's a reasonable answer. And lastly, Bob, I had trivia questions earlier with a steak dinner on the line for either him or Limits and you buying, and Donnie won. You going to take him?
Sure. I'll take him. Where do you want to go? We have a lot of good steakhouses around here, Donnie, wherever you want.
We really do.
I'll go on your recommendation.
But I'm glad you're on the Waking White Annie, so you won't cost me too much.
Just a steak with no sides. All right, Bob. I don't know where to start here because you've also committed a moment where we have our numbers game, which we look forward to. What if me and Donnie start the numbers game and you periodically jump in with comments? Is that good?
That's fine.
Do you know have you heard the numbers game?
No.
It's intergalactically listened to.
All the way in Uranus?
All the way there, okay. Yeah. Donnie, you ready?
Yes. You've told me you're going to blow us away, so I'm excited to hear what you have.
Bob, I'm really prepared, and here's how it works. We each present a number, then the other guy does, okay? And then that leads to little discussions, and that's where you jump in, Bob. And I don't feel like I have to prompt you. If the spirit moves you, dive right in. Get your hand in the pile, as Tomlin says. Okay?
Sounds reasonable to me.
Limits, may we have some music to go with the game? Don't you love this music, Donnie?
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Has a little Disney flair to it.
It also has some Christmas flair to it.
And Christmas flair.
It's a holiday-ish.
It feels like it's themed music by Limits. Donnie, I have a number. 14. That's career pick sixes for Jameis Winston. And I might ask you and Pomp, where does that rank all time and among current players? 14 pick sixes. Bob? Top 30 all time?
Oh, you're talking about all time?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Probably not, because back in the day, those guys didn't care about interceptions as much. You didn't see a lot of...
That's a good point.
Like Terry Bradshaw, for example. He didn't care about the interceptions. He was looking at the touchdowns, and if he got intercepted, so be it. He had a lot of interceptions in his career.
That's why we pay Bob the big bucks. Yeah. He's only 33rd all time, but he's tied for 5th among current pick sixers.
I was thinking, when you said, I was thinking current.
Current pick sixers.
So I assume all the old guys are ahead of him.
A lot of old guys are,
Roger, is Wilson ahead of him?
That's a good question, and I didn't look that up. Who leads among current players in pick sixes? Current quarterbacks? Anybody?
I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers.
You mean, again, are we talking when, all time?
Or current players?
No, just current.
Okay, you're talking not just this year. Overall?
Overall.
Yeah, but they have to currently be playing.
I'm going to say Jameis Winston.
No, I just said he's 5th, didn't I, Donnie?
Oh, did you?
It's okay. Bob's taking a little while to get into
the
game.
No, it's okay. I didn't hear you say that. I thought because he had how many in New Orleans?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Matthew Stafford, Andy Dalton, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, and then our friend Jameis Winston. The all-time leader, in case anybody is interested, is Brett Favre.
Again, though, 33. Gunslinging mentality. You don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. Donnie, do you have a number?
I do. 72. The Steelers have outscored their opponents by 72 points this season. That is just outside of the top 5 in the NFL, 7th best.
Donnie, I have a number, 1988. That's the last time the Browns swept the Steelers in the season series. Wow. Do you have a number?
I do. 1. Since that Sunday night football game in 2003, Joe, that we discovered, or I mentioned to the guys yesterday, we did a whole segment on basically a falsehood that the Browns only had the one win in Pittsburgh since returning to Cleveland in the regular season.
They have 2.
And I mentioned to the guys, I said, well, I thought Tim Couch won a game in like 2003. He did. Since that time, however, the Browns have only won one game, regular season or playoffs. It was that one in the COVID year with Baker Mayfield.
Bob, where were you for that game?
Probably locked in some cubicle with the if it was a COVID year, I don't know.
Chasing,
but I was thinking about the wild card game here when the Steelers beat them. Who was the quarterback of the Browns back then? Do you remember
Kelly Holcomb?
Kelly Holcomb,
and he had a hell of a day.
He did. Both he and Maddox had a hell of a days, right?
Yeah, we talked about that game earlier.
Legendary game.
That was only his 4th career start. Holcomb, and he tore it up.
He really
he looked
did.
Like he looked like Joe Montana.
And they
in the
trailed
first half.
In that game, and they had to come back to do it.
24-7 in the second half. I have a number, Bob and Donnie. 1.5. That's what Myles Garrett, that's how many sacks he needs to reach 100 in his career. I think that we all believe TJ Watt's the better player. I definitely do. Here's my question for you attached to that number. Do you guys believe that NFL observers at large, including former players like Hall of Fame voters, do you think the widespread football world opinion is that TJ is better than Miles or the other way around?
Because
I get
TJ
the impression.
TJ is better than Miles. I don't get
I agree.
No, I think most people agree with that.
I don't. The impression I get is that most people like around the football world believe it's Miles.
That's the thing. I do feel like a lot of people outside would actually say Garrett, like the better pure pass rusher.
But how do you do that based on statistical evidence?
I don't think you do. I think TJ's the closest thing maybe I've seen since Lawrence Taylor. I'm just saying.
Every number is a checkmark.
And we definitely know that all the and it's funny because numbers are involved and they're all pretty much on TJ's side, but all the analytics nerds always go to Myles Garrett.
That's what won
the award last year.
Analytics might help TJ win the award this year. Could. Although he's got a lot of the like forced fumbles and things like that, tackles for losses. Mm-hmm.
They have the number one and two guys in terms of strip sacks in the league right now. Both he and Herbert. Herbert, for as limited as he plays, is second in the league.
Do you have a number, Donnie?
75.
Joe
that
Green?
Is the percentage that Mike Tomlin wins at an NFL best in divisional games week 12 through the end of the season. He is 39-13 in his career.
That's a hell of a number, and I know you're getting some numbers from the Steelers website, the cheat sheet, right? And I'm getting some from an Associated Press story, but we also both actually put in some work to this, so it's a mixture of all of that. I have a number, Donnie. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
6.5. That's the point spread. Bob predicted on Monday it would be more than 8.5. Do you remember that,
eight.
Bob?
I said it could trend toward 8.5. I said 8. I said over 8 to 8.5.
That is what Bob said.
No, it isn't. He said more than 8.5. But that's beside the point. It's at 6.5. Is that a good line?
For whom?
Just a good line from Vegas.
Yeah,
is it reasonable?
I think it shows you that everyone expects the Steelers to win this game rather easily. When you get that high in the terms of the point spreads, I don't think people expect it to be a loss for the Steelers. So how do you get people to bet both ways? You increase the line.
Donnie,
I think that's a good question for the guy we'll have on in 10 to 15 minutes from now.
So do I. Do you have a number?
Figure out how. Yes, I do. 8.7. Russell Wilson completing, 8.7 yards per attempt for Russell Wilson this season, only behind one quarterback, Jared Goff.
Wow. Man, was he good last night. I have a number, two of them, that are related, Bob. 22 and 21. The Browns are already guaranteed to finish with a losing record for the 22nd time since they rejoined the league in 1999. And the Steelers have already clinched their 21st straight season of 500 or better, tied with the Cowboys for the longest such streak since the merger. The Cowboys did it from 65 to 85. So it's the story of two very different franchises, and there's a little number to prove it.
Done? Yeah, I almost want to feel bad for Browns fans, but I don't, because every single offseason they decide to crown themselves as division champs.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, they won the Super Bowl here a couple years ago. Remember that one?
Yes, they did.
They had a ticker tape parade after they beat the Steelers in the playoffs.
Yeah, they also, they're still celebrating that. They also won their Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago in the snow in Cleveland.
We have to go faster.
I think
Donnie.
Largely they miss Baker Mayfield. If they had to do
so
that
do
all
I.
over the game, it would have saved them all this trouble, all this money, picks. They could have been a much better franchise, but
which
they chose
makes,
to overreact.
Yeah, which makes his career renaissance all the sweeter.
I have a number,
they gave
Donnie.
Up on him.
And I'm sorry if I've gone twice in a row.
No, go ahead.
5. T.J. Watt did not get a sack or a quarterback hit in Cleveland. And he has, listen to this number. He's gone without a sack in 5 games this season. That's the most games he's had without one since 2018. That's interesting to me. However, the next number is 4. That's the number of sacks Watt will get in this game.
You're going that far?
Yes, I am.
It's over and under, like maybe a sack and a half for him.
I know.
Four sacks.
I'm going 4, yeah.
Didn't he have 4 sacks in the Ben final home game?
Did he?
One of those primetime games against Cleveland, he had a 4-sack game.
He's going to go crazy in this game, I think.
Well, I think if anyone's going to be fueled, it's him. He'll keep it to himself until Sunday. And when the first one happens, it may be an avalanche. You could be right. That's just a big number.
14.5. That is the percentage of Pittsburgh's plays that have gained 20-plus yards since Russell Wilson has taken over as quarterback. The highest percentage in the NFL.
Donnie, I'm glad you mentioned that. I have a number that jibes with that perfectly. I believe this is the 6th week of Donnie Football Fridays, and we're running like a well-oiled machine here. 48. The Browns have allowed 48 plays of at least 20 yards. Those two things fit together, Bob. Do you see the symmetry here?
All you had to do is watch your Monday night game to see it in action. They would get a lot of big plays. They'd give up more.
Speaking of that Monday night game, 2. The Browns allowed 2 100-plus yard receivers last week in Denver.
Oh, wow. I don't know if you're
Jerry Jeudy is a matchup. I did an interview with Bill Cowher. We talked about Jerry Jeudy and his emergence, you know, as one of their weapons there. But It's an interesting conversation with him. I won't tell you too much about it other than tune in tonight and Sunday during our pregame show at 11:30
The interviews
a.m.
tonight?
Some of it, yeah. We did a long interview.
How about that tease?
On the 11 o'clock news?
5 and 6
5 and 6 Mm-hmm. I can't wait
and
to
then,
watch that.
And then some of it on our pregame show on Sunday morning.
In the 12 o'clock hour, Bob, I'd like you to tease to that with perhaps some subjects that you covered.
Well, one of them was jumping through a table in Buffalo.
He did
at
that?
At age 67, he did the Bills Mafia, yep, right through the table.
That's
like a
tremendous.
WWE. I asked him, I said, listen, I'm younger than you, but I'm still old. You're older than me, which makes you old. And you did this? He goes, just the adrenaline got to me. Nate went first, apparently. I mean, you know what he said, but he said Nate went ahead of him and did a 36-inch vertical leap into it. You know, he jumps.
Nate Burleson?
Yeah. And so Cowher felt, I think, obligated to do it, at least. And he did it. They had to help him up, but he did it.
Wow. I want to hear more about that. My last number, the last number, 176. Number of yards Najee needs for 1,000. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Nick Kostos up next, going to go through all the games. He's not just good on the betting side of it. He's good at actually, you know, looking at some matchups and things like that, like inside football stuff, not just the numbers.